To Gaza next. At least 100 more people killed in Israeli attacks yesterday, according to a variety of news agencies. Gaza's health ministry say at least 8 people, including 3 children, starved to death. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, says Israeli authorities are still blocking critical aid from entering Gaza, and more than 100 organisations, including Oxfam and Médecins Sans Frontières, have written a joint letter saying they are increasingly being told they're not allowed to deliver aid unless they meet stricter rules, including giving Israel more details about their workers and not criticising Israel. Meanwhile, the Israeli military said yesterday that it had approved the framework for a new offensive in Gaza. Gideon Levy is with us again. He's an Israeli journalist and columnist with Haaretz. Gideon, good morning. Thanks very much for taking our call.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
What is Israel's, its prime minister and its military? What is their plan now?
I think we know the plan, and this is so devastating because we know the plan. The plan is to make an ethnic cleansing of Gaza. It is very clear by now. To push all the population to the south, to put them in this concentration camp that they call humanitarian city, and then put for them two options, either to stay there forever in inhuman conditions or to leave the Gaza Strip. This is the plan. I'm not sure it will be implemented. And the first stage now will be evacuation of Gaza City, 1.2 million people, which nobody will have any kind of infrastructure to absorb them somewhere else, and conquer the city of Gaza. That's the plan.
And where does Israel plan to send Palestinians?
So they claim they have all kinds of negotiations with all kinds of countries. South Sudan was mentioned recently. South Sudan denied it. I don't see that this is serious. I can't think about any country in the world who will absorb 1.2 or 2.3 million people who have nothing in life. I don't see it happening. And if there will be some countries who will absorb some of them, it will be like South Sudan, with all the respect, sending hundreds of thousands of starving Palestinians from Gaza to another conflict and starvation place like South Sudan is really is playing with fates of people. It has nothing to do with any kind of humanitarian considerations.
Is anyone going to stop Israel now?
That's the best question. I know who is not going to stop Israel now, and this is President Trump. He gave Israel a green light, at least for the coming weeks or months. He might change his mind, but right now Israel has the full freedom to do it. And the world, like the world, is condemning Israel and recognizing Palestine, which is very nice and very kind and very meaningful, but has nothing to do with stopping the war. Israel will not stop the war because New Zealand recognized Palestine. The only way to stop it really is by taking measures. But this, I can see, the world is not ready yet.
When you say measures, what do you mean? Sanctions? Stop supplying them with weapons? What else?
There are so many ways. Take South Africa. Take the apartheid system in South Africa. Think what your country did vis-a-vis South Africa, and just paste and copy it.
You've been quite critical of countries previously supportive of Israel recognizing or threatening to recognize the state of Israel. Why?
The state of Palestine, you mean?
Sorry, the state of Palestine, excuse me.
Yeah, sure. No, I don't recognize them. I highly appreciate it. But it is a lip service because those countries are not courageous enough. And apparently you need some courage to put sanctions on Israel and for sure to be among the first ones. And they think that this lip service will bring the end of the war. It will not. And it, by the way, will not promote also a Palestinian state because the facts on the ground right now don't change. Nothing will change in the West Bank if even the entire world will recognize Palestine. Still, the Palestinian who wakes up in the morning will face an Israeli soldier who will humiliate him in the good case and shoot him in the bad case.
Separately, what did Benjamin Netanyahu say to I-24 News, an Israeli news channel, about his vision of a greater Israel?
No, he didn't speak about Greater Israel. I watched carefully this interview. I don't recall talking about Greater Israel, but he definitely spoke about, he's very careful with his declarations, but he spoke clearly about conquering Gaza, evacuating the people, and trying to offer them to go, to relocate to any place in the world. I don't think he meant Ireland or France or Germany as the countries who are going to absorb those victims of 3 years of genocide, 2 years of genocide now. But he didn't speak about Greater Israel as far as I recall.
What does he want to do with Gaza once he's got it?
Oh, a Riviera, so say the president, the American president. And for the Israelis, it's a wonderful location for new settlements. The West Bank start to be overpopulated with Jewish violent settlers, so we can export some of them to Gaza. There are very nice beaches in Gaza.
Gideon, thanks for speaking to us again. That's Gideon Levy, Israeli journalist and columnist with Haaretz. We'll be talking more about Gaza later in the programme. 7:25 now.